You are going to listen to a radio feature about TaskRabbit, an online job marketplace. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 8 with the sentence endings A to K. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Do you find that there never seems to be enough time in your life to get everything done? Never getting to the end of your to-do list? If so, help is just a few clicks away. Welcome to TaskRabbit, an online odd jobs marketplace that is becoming increasingly popular. Their growing army of helpers, or taskers, will assemble your flat-pack furniture from IKEA, dig weeds out of your garden, and even, if need be, scuba dive to the bottom of a lake to retrieve your lost keys for a fee. Queuing up for tickets for a gig or booking a table at a trendy restaurant no longer means wasting hours of your valuable time. These people are ready and willing to stand in line for you. The scope of their tasks is limited only by the needs of those requesting them. 48-year-old Juan Diego worked as an events manager at a large restaurant chain until he was made redundant.
I've been a tasker for 6 months now, and it suits me fine. I fit my work in around my wife, who works for a design company, and my two daughters. My wife used to be at home until she got this high-powered job. We were already struggling with everything, so one of us needed to have flexible hours. With TaskRabbit, I can agree to tasks that fit in around the school run and my 15-year-old daughter's schedule. The last job I had was to drive from Los Angeles to Oakland to pick up some documents. I guess it was a property deal the guy was doing, and he needed them urgently. I was paid by the hour for the 11-hour round trip and was reimbursed for the fuel I used. TaskRabbit take a 30% cut, but if I take home less than $3,000 a month, I'm disappointed.
TaskRabbit was founded in Boston, Massachusetts in 2008 by CEO Leah Busk. One cold, snowy night, she and her partner were preparing to go out for dinner when they realized that they were out of dog food. They started talking about how nice it would be if there was a place online where they could log on and say they needed dog food and name the price they were willing to pay to outsource the errand to someone in the neighborhood. Over dinner, their plan developed, and now, years later, TaskRabbit is active in over 50 U.S. cities and many European cities as well. 26-year-old Ali Lucas works part-time as a tasker in London.
I'm a qualified accountant, but I decided to apply to be a tasker after I saw the CEO being interviewed on TV. What appealed to me was the fact that you could work as little or as much as you wanted to, and that there would be a variety of tasks. Also, you can set your own hourly rate, and there's a possibility to increase your rate as you get, hopefully, good reviews for your work. One of my specialities is decluttering, sorting out household messes, but the last job I did was to arrange a party for a 4-year-old. The main target market for TaskRabbit is busy working mothers who just need an extra pair of hands now and then. I have lots of clients who are in this situation.
TaskRabbit seems to offer traditional services for the internet generation delivered in a reliable, on-demand format. All taskers are thoroughly vetted and fully insured. It seems to work well for taskers, too, allowing them to organize their time the way they want and make money in the gaps in their own busy lives. So, What's not to like? Do you find that there never seems to be enough time in your life to get everything done? Never getting to the end of your to-do list? If so, help is just a few clicks away. Welcome to TaskRabbit, an online odd jobs marketplace that is becoming increasingly popular. Their growing army of helpers, or taskers, will assemble your flat-pack furniture from IKEA, dig weeds out of your garden, and even, if need be, scuba dive to the bottom of a lake to retrieve your lost keys for a fee. Queuing up for tickets for a gig or booking a table at a trendy restaurant no longer means wasting hours of your valuable time. These people are ready and willing to stand in line for you. The scope of their tasks is limited only by the needs of those requesting them. 48-year-old Juan Diego worked as an events manager at a large restaurant chain until he was made redundant.
I've been a tasker for 6 months now, and it suits me fine. I fit my work in around my wife, who works for a design company, and my two daughters. My wife used to be at home until she got this high-powered job. We were already struggling with everything, so one of us needed to have flexible hours. With TaskRabbit, I can agree to tasks that fit in around the school run and my 15-year-old daughter's schedule. The last job I had was to drive from Los Angeles to Oakland to pick up some documents. I guess it was a property deal the guy was doing, and he needed them urgently. I was paid by the hour for the 11-hour round trip and was reimbursed for the fuel I used. TaskRabbit take a 30% cut, but if I take home less than $3,000 a month, I'm disappointed.
TaskRabbit was founded in Boston, Massachusetts in 2008 by CEO Leah Busk. One cold, snowy night, she and her partner were preparing to go out for dinner when they realized that they were out of dog food. They started talking about how nice it would be if there was a place online where they could log on and say they needed dog food and name the price they were willing to pay to outsource the errand to someone in the neighborhood. Over dinner, their plan developed, and now, years later, TaskRabbit is active in over 50 U.S. cities and many European cities as well. 26-year-old Ali Lucas works part-time as a tasker in London.
I'm a qualified accountant, but I decided to apply to be a tasker after I saw the CEO being interviewed on TV. What appealed to me was the fact that you could work as little or as much as you wanted to, and that there would be a variety of tasks. Also, you can set your own hourly rate, and there's a possibility to increase your rate as you get, hopefully, good reviews for your work. One of my specialities is decluttering, sorting out household messes, but the last job I did was to arrange a party for a four-year-old. The main target market for TaskRabbit is busy working mothers who just need an extra pair of hands now and then. I have lots of clients who are in this situation.
TaskRabbit seems to offer traditional services for the internet generation delivered in a reliable, on-demand format. All taskers are thoroughly vetted and fully insured. It seems to work well for taskers, too, allowing them to organize their time the way they want and make money in the gaps in their own busy lives. So, what's not to like?